Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there.
Our favorite time of the week.
High school sweethearts turned married couple with two kids.
Join us for a conversation on life, parenting, marriage, and more.
Welcome to Close Enough.
That new intro.
I'm going to have to get used to it, I think.
It is a little different.
Yep. Yep. But it, though different, though something new, it kind of symbolizes just a little new
a little
step.
New nuance, new change.
New change. So what all does this mean?
So let's explain it.
Okay.
First of all, welcome to Close Enough.
Hello.
If you found us, if you're outside the bubble that is Close Enough, welcome in. You're safe here.
No, you're not.
So we have signed up with a new podcasting network.
Okay.
Called Acast, because we're obviously A-listers. I assume that that's what that means, but still early in the game.
Maybe somebody's name just started with an A.
So a couple things. No licensed music. So therefore, we have the professional intro now. Which we may be able to come up with something on our own at some point.
Okay. I like it, though. I mean, it's
yeah. Not... Sounds like we're a morning show on.
It a little...
On like public radio.
She's a little too happy for me. Yeah. She's happy. She's a happy girl.
Yeah. But...
Bubbly. It.
And a couple times per show, you may hear some ads.
Okay. Do we read them or they just pop
no,
in?
No, they're just going to pop in.
We have no control if the ads are over.
Yeah, we get to control the ads, but
okay.
we pick what part. So,
okay.
So we.
That's not horrible.
No. And this hopefully generates some revenue. Not that we've ever got into podcasting for money, but
right.
That was one of the bonuses. Like, hey, we'll pay you. I was like, say less.
We can try it.
Yeah.
If it we doesn't don't like work. It.
Yeah.
If you all don't like it, I mean,
yeah.
You can let us know. We'll put that into our bucket of consideration of things.
We've got a consideration bucket?
We don't. Sometimes I do.
I guess we need one?
We could.
Okay.
The comment section or something.
Yeah. So with this, so I had like this onboarding meeting, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like a... I don't know how to explain it. It's some system, some communication system.
Mm-hmm.
Fancy, right? So I'm talking to this guy.
Like face-to-face? Like not face-to-face,
No.
Like,
we're in like in a virtual, like in a chat room.
So weird.
Yeah. And they've emailed me so many times. Like it's, like we take this serious. We take our time, we take your time serious for listening to this.
Sure.
Now, granted, we're not always on point. Sometimes there's low energy. Sometimes there's just been a week where it's just us talking, whatever.
Sometimes we just need to talk through things.
Sometimes it's just us talking to each other. Like, yeah. Maybe this is the only time of the week that we get to have a solid hour together, which has been the case lately. But, so I'm talking, to this guy, and they're like, hey, we can, you know, put a paywall up. And I'm like, oh, no. Ain't nobody gonna pay for shit.
Sir.
Like what? Like you can do
slow
like.
Slow down.
Like a subscriber thing where you can just do special episodes for people who subscribe, you know.
Maybe the best thing about this podcast is it's free.
Yeah.
And
there's all this marketing stuff that they're working on a website for us and all this stuff. I'm like, wow.
Okay.
Wait. Counting the time we talk. Maybe an extra, what to edit and add the picture, like maybe an extra 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So I guess now it's time to be a little more on the.
That makes me nervous because I don't like that pressure to perform.
I do. I like, you know, I want to make a good podcast. We're 90 episodes in and 900 left on our contract.
Sure, yeah.
So we're not contracted to do any special not, it's on our own. No, but yeah. So yeah, so no, like we, this is the first thing they said was like, hey, we listened and yeah, we got a problem with the licensed music. I was like, oh, well, it's on every episode. They're like, oh, okay, well, here on out, you can't use that anymore. I was like, okay. They're like, now, if you want to go out and get a license for it.
No.
$1,000. I'm like, no, nah, I ain't no radio station.
Again, this is called Close Enough.
Yeah.
we are barely.
Maybe I'll learn how to play the guitar. And I'll.
That's it. That's what we do. We write our own music.
I don't know about that.
No, not a thing.
Would we? Could you sing? Would you feel like singing?
Sure.
Yeah. Hit me with a little something.
No. Oh, no. No. No.
Oh, that. Turned on a dime.
Sorry.
So anyway, couple new changes. That's all it is. Still the same us.
Yes.
Also, my bedtime reminder just came on my phone.
Gary been getting up at the crack of dawn. I'm so I have. Proud of him.
So yesterday morning, my alarm goes off. So I've been Abby, and this is a huge recommendation. And we're gonna have. So we're also gonna have some segmentation of the podcast. Just not one long ramble sesh.
Right. We're gonna try.
Yeah, we're gonna try.
No promises.
We got a, you know, general specific outline.
Yeah, it works for us.
Yeah,
literally nothing's written down, but we'll just see what happens.
But she's so the Sunday night. She's like, I'm laying in bed. I'm going to bed early. Early for me at the time because I've been staying up about midnight or so.
Yeah,
and she's like, turn the Sleep With Me podcast on, which we've used before, which is awesome. If you've not checked that out, let me get that recommendation out the way. Go to Sleep With Me. And it's not like it's not a podcast you're listening to it for the content. You're listening to it to fall asleep.
He rambles about these topics and he circles back and then nothing makes sense. Like I am.
There is no flow.
I am fascinated sometimes by how he can do that for hours. And he has multiple. He records nightly.
Yeah, there's and, 1,000+ yeah. in the lot. So there's plenty of free listeners.
If you don't have, I know a lot of people like the Calm app. I do that sometimes mm-hmm. now that I have the free like trial of it. And people can read to you on that and certain voices and stuff. This for a free version.
I want Gilbert Godfrey to read to me.
No way. So for a free version of something like Gary, like I was doing it and nobody in this house was a believer in it. And I'm like, just one night, try it.
It worked so good that I woke up when it's like I was asleep. And when he stopped talking, I woke up.
Like,
I was like, hey, what happened? Where'd he go?
It's wild how it, I don't know why it works. Charlie was dealing with like some sleep stuff. And I was like, just try this out. And you go to sleep just listening to the most random stories. I usually skip over his little. Like explanation of what it is because I've heard it so many times, but
well, that's part of it. Just hearing his voice for me,
yeah, it puts.
So I had that on, and I'm ready to like I've got my.
I will
sleep
say the
timer.
Volume was so loud. I was like, "There's no way
I'm
he's
deaf."
Asleep.
Okay, you know that about me.
we got the bell tone advertisement in the mail.
Oh my god, yeah, that was like, what the hell?
What is this timing like?
AARP and bell tone.
I'm getting my sleep study in. Gary's got his bell tone. Add in.
We're falling apart. We're. I feel like we're barely adults.
I know. It's so stupid.
But so, like, I'm hitting the gym. Like, we told you last week we cooked every night. Mm-hmm. Been a fail this week.
It's hard.
We're going to get back on it. But this challenging week. But so yesterday morning, 4 o'clock. First of all, Harlan wakes me up at, like, the worst time, like 3:15.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm like, I got 45 minutes left to sleep. But to be fair, I went to bed at 7 o'clock that night.
Sure did. I ended up staying up until like 1 a.m. doing schoolwork and cleaning. So.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm going to set my alarm for 6.
And you were tempted. You were tempted.
So I laid down. It's 3:15. Laid down. I did not turn off my sleep timer, which I forgot that there's an alarm on that.
Mm-hmm.
It went off. And annoying, I just got my fat ass up and went to the gym.
Can we? I'm really proud of you for that.
Because I feel like there's a butt coming.
No. Oh, man. Quit. super proud of you for that, because I know how hard it is just to, it's hard. Like, you don't, it's dark, you don't want to get up. What is with your alarm right now? The nature sound?
That's the sleep alarm. It's whatever it was. I mean, I didn't dig too far into changing it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I was like, is there a reason we're waking up to birds chirping? Like, is Gary having some like Cinderella Disney moment? Like,
waiting for Prince Charming to come smooch me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, and all that's going to be come to a halt because we've got a big weekend planned. And we can say this now because they won't hear it. Adam Thomas, my cousin.
Yep.
Turning 40. And he
joining the club.
He lives in Georgia, and like, he's a ride or die motherfucker, you know, like he is, like, he went to New Hampshire for Lacey's wedding. He came to my 40th birthday. He's been like, he puts in the effort. And so we're going to return the favor. We've got a big, when I say big, it's a massive cabin.
Yeah. Never in my life.
It's down at Natural Bridge. And so
Gorge. Bridge. I don't know.
Yeah. Natural Bridge, Red River Gorge, somewhere in the Slade area.
A forest.
Yeah. But I've realized, like, even tonight as we sit and plan, like, planning for basically a party, a weekend getaway with your friends after you turn 40 is nothing like when you have weekend plans when you're 21.
No, not at all. Like, we've even been like to the beach with folks before, and it's not anywhere. You just pack up your clothes. You worry about that. You know, we have made plans for who's cooking, which meal.
We got the menus.
We've got who's bringing the plates and cups and
Gatorade.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to have to make a stop for my Tums and my Gas-X, my Tums, all my little comfort. I'm out.
What do you need Gas-X for? You get gassy?
It just makes me feel, I don't know why. I love that chalky, I don't know, I just need that. I feel bloated all the time because I eat like shit. So it makes me feel happier.
Yeah.
I'll take anything versus like just eating better.
And with not only planning for a getaway for ourselves, but now everybody has to plan for what they do with their children.
Yeah.
Another reason I don't like them. Like, oh God, they can't just stay, like, they can't fend for themselves for 48 hours.
Charlie probably could, but not a 4-year old at all. Not, they cannot. I had to take them last night. Gary had his other podcast, and you know, I was really salty about it at first, but I will say the timing sucked, but the timing did not suck. My window, I took Char through the McDonald's, by the way. Shout out Josie, saw my girl.
I am Miss Thomas's man.
This is me and my man. I love that. I'm going to start calling you that, Miss Thomas's man. We were doing the thing where, like, fend for yourself dinner last night. And so I was going to get Charlie McDonald's. I go to roll up my window, and she kind of, she paused. She didn't want to roll up. And I call Gary, and I'm like, window's broken. We think it's a fuse. It's not. It's completely broken.
It's just the motor in there.
Yeah. So my dad.
But you can YouTube it. And
you, like, can.
You have to take the whole door panel off. I'm like,
what? It had me just for a second. Like, I think I can do this. I think I can do this. And
there's no doubt in my mind that you could do it, or that I could do it.
But
could we do it together? No.
No. And I was like, how fast can I get to Vance Auto Parts? Like, because I'm looking at it, and it's like $250. But I call my dad. And the biggest issue is I have to drive to Louisville in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't drive my window. I mean, I could, but like, you can't put up a black bag, like a black paper bag there.
Hang your arm out the window. Just like, go.
Like Jim Carrey, you know, Ace Ventura, that. So
your hair would look amazing.
I had to take the kids last night with me. Of course, I'm like, I'm going to go to Moorhead. My dad knows a guy. You know, he's like, I'll ask Alan. I'm like, who the hell is Alan?
Everybody's got a guy.
Everybody's got a guy. And, you know, that's where my car is right now, at Alan's. So the kids just jump in the car with me. Like, It was a fun, like, we were going on a road trip. Like, yeah, let's go. And I, which was fine because I didn't want them here to stay here. I thought, well, I could just leave them here. But Charlie trying to put Harlan to bed would have been a cluster.
Yes.
And I, so I throw them in the car. And my sensory overload, like, smacked me in the face. Like, Charlie, for whatever reason, just decided to be a 13-year-old girl talking to her mama. And was telling me all the tea from school.
Harlan's singing.
Harlan's in the back, and he loves singing little random songs now. The wind sound, which bothers me anyway. And then Charlie wants to turn on the radio, and I was like, oh, no, no. I was like...
It's the best. My God, this is.
And I was like, I hit Bath County. I was like, I have to do this for like 15, 20 more minutes. Can I do this for 15 or 20 more minutes?
You got this, mama.
And then Harlan rolls down the window and his hands out. I see something fly out. I'm like, I have no idea what that was.
Who's to say?
But so that was just part of like an unexpected thing in our week. And my instinct is to get just irate, pissed about it. But
I'm like, that used to be me, and I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
But I cooled down because I thought, okay,
the old me would be like, let's just trade the car tomorrow.
I really thought, I was like, you know what, fuck this car, I'm done. Yeah. Like, I'm taking it tomorrow. I'm going to call Dutch's tomorrow while I'm there and be like, what else you got? Because I'm tired of this. Yeah,
I hear the trucks are going to be cheap.
Trucks, yeah.
And you don't drive that much, so a truck be all right.
It would be fine. Get me a little Ford Ranger.
They don't make those anymore.
Just a little tiny one, but I hate inconveniences like that, but we've got it semi taken care of.
Yeah.
And
it's not going to damper our weekend.
It won't. Now we got to get there. Gary always asks me, like, are you ready? You ready? You excited?
She's never ready until we're in the car going.
I can't turn. I almost got up at when we laid down last night. I don't even know what time it was, but I couldn't stop thinking.
Did we stay to play last night?
No, huh? I don't think so.
No.
I'm
sleepy right now.
Set up to make a list just to like get crap out of my head because I kept like going over a list of things that we need to do between now.
You got the Jim Halpert action going on.
What's that?
The list, like
list. I just it helps me. I found that like getting it down, even if I do nothing with it, not a
just
thing. Right, with it,
just purging
it. It can calm me down a little bit. Yeah. Otherwise, I will sit and like doom scroll until I overthink things to death. So,
yep, not me. Like, I'm proud because on TikTok, I thought I would just get sucked in this black hole, but I kind of am over it after just a little bit, just because it's the same old shit.
Yeah,
like it really lacks originality, at least my feed does. So I'm like, and then I'll see something and it's from Christmas. I'm like, what the hell?
That is so odd to me. I don't have that.
But maybe maybe it's just not curated enough. But I keep listening to these people talk about how, like, the Chinese version of TikTok is set. Their algorithm is to, like, shine a light on good stuff. It's not dancing and stupid shit. And, you know, it's like,
why is that not good?
here's your scientific achievement. And, like, here's some engineering feats. And, of course, I think their internet's blocked. They only get, like, so many hours a day.
That's crazy.
But it's just, it's meant for it. Like, if there ever was this war on, like, some kind of cyber, like, they're conditioning us just to be some bitches.
Wow.
With watching people dance and stupid stuff
that's,
on TikTok.
I mean, that's Brave New World. Yeah. Read it. Go out, buy Brave New World. Everybody was like all 1984, but Brave New World has been, don't sleep on that because.
That's not it. Is that Aladdin?
But we're going to just entertain ourselves. Like, everybody's going for entertainment, and you get the Soma, and that's the feel good drug, and you're into.
Or we're just in the Matrix.
The sensory, you know, overload of the movies, and you got your head down looking at something else, and you're totally ignoring what.
Then Putin bombs your ass, and you're like, well, right.
What the fuck?
Here's
so
Apocalypse Now. I don't know. The whole, you can see it in society, right? Like, you can see where it's easy to fall into that comfort of endless scrolling, fast food, like easy, quick dopamine hits.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
you know, maybe listen to this podcast to that for you. If that's the case, keep that shit up.
I can't use a podcast as a, like, as a getaway. Like, my
it's
TikTok,
not an escape.
Right, my TikTok scrolling and my podcast listening are two separate things. I have to be
I'm an information seeker in that medium, right? Mm-hmm. Through podcasts, like conversations. You listen to a lot more conversational stuff than I do. I listen to, like, I got on this whole emperor thing, or like the real dictator.
Yeah.
And then I got on like some true crime stuff. And then, of course, my go-to is my theme park podcast.
I don't think mine's conversational. I do a lot of more spiritual, internal stuff versus like
facts. Yeah, yours is way more personal.
Yes.
Mine's not like, it's not curated just for me.
If I were going to do that type of listening, I would need a notebook and have to write things down.
See, I've got that memory of a donkey. Or wait, is it an elephant?
That, well, there you go. That's it. There, that is Gary in a nutshell. I've got that memory of a donkey. It's not a donkey.
Maybe I am a donkey.
Maybe.
Who's to say?
I'm on this Kate Bowler podcast right now, that Everything Happens. But everything's, it's such good stuff. Like, it just hits really hard some days. But,
you know, there's been times in my life where I've sought out stuff like that. Uh-huh. Like either inspiration or motivation or expanded thinking. And I'm not ashamed to say I'm not looking for that right now.
That's okay.
Right. Like, there's seasons for that. And, you know, I don't know. It's just not my, that's not how I would go about it now, I don't think. I'm thinking maybe I'll go for books. I don't know.
Whoa. Like audio?
No.
Like read?
Like read. Like reread.
Read is what I meant. I want to sit down and read all the time, but
see, I don't. But I feel like if I wanted to,
so my thing is, like, with that, I have to read something that is it. The idea of me reading for pleasure, like, doesn't scare me. But I'm like, I guess I just don't. Like, I need to read this. If I read it, I better be reading it to, like, identify something we need in class, or identify something for my personal, like, life. It should help others. Yeah. Which is such a weird thing to not be able to just to stop and say, I am doing this for the hell of it. And just understanding enjoyment. I think I get really bitchy at other people when they're just not doing anything. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, if I even, if I just see Charlie sitting around, I'm like, what are you doing? There are things.
No, if you see anybody sitting around, that's me. What are you doing? Like, you see what I'm doing.
But like,
and I tell you that. But, what are you doing? You see what I'm doing. Is there something you'd rather me be doing?
Going to go ahead and preempt that with yes. Yes, I do. I do want everyone to be doing something at all time. I don't know what that is. I think it's some, like, value or issue I have with, like, you have to be productive. And I have no clue. Like, no one preach that to me or anything like that. I just feel like that's an important value, is to be super productive at all times.
Yeah. Being productive is something that we all need to do.
Yeah. So I need, but I don't need to, like, make other people, I can't be in charge of other.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
People's productivity.
Oh, but you want to.
Right.
Like, you want that general status.
No, it's not the status thing. It's like...
Let me give you an example along these same terms, but in a broader sense. When it comes to making people do stuff just to be doing it, right? Not cleaning or whatever you need at the house, but so, you know, I'm a scholar.
Right.
I'm probably going to be a Rhodes Scholar. I don't know. Where was that? Oxford?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. We'll see. I don't know about traveling abroad.
Okay.
In this pandemic.
Wrap it up. Let's go.
But, so this is my second semester. And granted, I'm only going to community college to reap the economic benefits of that, right? Like, it's cheaper to get all my general education classes out of the way. But you have to pick, like, for me, for the transfer thing, like, I have to get the associate's degree. For, like, whatever, like, financially, there's a benefit when I go to a state school, right?
Right, right, right. The transfer
part. So, I have a call with my advisor. Super nice lady.
Life coach, advisor?
No. Success coach is something different.
Okay. All right. Advisor. Sorry.
And we're looking at my classes. She's like, oh, you don't have that much left. I was like, well, when am I going to graduate? She's like, oh, you still have a lot of classes left, but, like, for your track, you're almost done. I was like, so what's that mean? She's like, well, you've got your core classes that you have to take, which I might have a degree in humanities. So, like, I've had almost all those core classes. The only thing that I lack is one more behavioral science class and then a true science class with a lab.
Yeah.
And then I've got basically two semesters of fuck off kind of. So yeah. She's like, what do you want to take? And she starts going down this list, right? So, like, to wrap things up, I'm taking biology and I'm taking abnormal psychology in the summer. And then she's like, well, there's a lot of stuff you can take. And, like, such as, she's like, she starts going through the list. How do you feel about intro to film? Book it. How do you feel about Greek mythology? Oh, yeah, I'm a fan.
Oh, my God.
So, like, she's going, how about the New Testament? I was like, nah, I'm out on that one.
Ooh, I would take that.
Yeah.
Just to know things.
So there's a ton of, like, fluff that I have to get through that has nothing to do with the end goal.
The question is,
you've seen what it's makes me done so far.
Right. But if you look at, like, have you had a philosophy of education class? You just done some history, right? Like, foundations.
I did history of American education and human growth and development.
Right. So, you know, it just, you know, begs the question, like, should we just be going to school or learning in order to get into a vocation? So that's kind of what you're saying is just give me what I need to get me into teaching. Mm-hmm. But
you disagree with that?
Where is the room for the place? And I think you can, I don't think you... You know, I'm going to be both and. I don't know that you want to swing hard either way, okay? So where do we make room for, like, you're talking about humanities. Like, you're talking about arts, the basic foundation of things, of understanding people. Like, if you want to learn about people, you read things like Greek mythology, you watch film. Like, it's all this understanding of, like, relational learning.
Right.
Right?
But I'm not there to learn. I mean, I'm there to learn the skills. But
what happens if by doing those things you become, you know, a wiser person and more adept or, hold on, empathetic person?
See, that's where I know. I don't know. If I was going to be a welder, they would teach me how to weld and I'd be done. I wouldn't have to take
But even, I mean, look at, ask Steve Jobs. Like, even in something as technological and marketing.
I can't ask Steve Jobs. He's dead.
The hell is wrong with you? And minded toward strictly, you know, Apple, you would think you need to know just computers. You need to know how to code. But to even get that product out there, you have to understand how people work and how people operate. So those ideas within the realm of humanities are important. the historical trends of people are important. So I understand, you know, just teach me how to weld, I'll weld. But why are we saying a welder can't have a more fulfilling, you know, understanding of people around him? Because the bottom line is, no matter what career you take, you have to relate to others. And not even in the careers, even just living in this world, relationships, dealing with aging parents or, you know, just complicated marriages, those things are guaranteed. So why not study the arts and to try to open yourself up to those things? Because the getting out of school, we know, you know, beyond your career, you're going to have to do those things.
Right.
So that's where
my hiccup is. I'm paying them to get to the end goal. Like if that was just offered and I could just go and do it, you know what I mean? Like,
so cool. I'm not saying swing either way. And like, we shouldn't just all be sitting in a field like with
upside pineapple swing.
Like, huh? What is wrong? Like, you know, painting flowers and just, it's all peace, love and community.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't think I get really frustrated because school becomes this either or conversation of, like, I hate the let's normalize the memes that say normalize, making sure kids value vocational tracks, not just 4-year college.
Right.
No, nobody's not normalizing that. I promise you. But by saying shit like that, you're making this divide. And I hate that in school people think there is a divide between taking an English class and taking an auto mechanics class. Like, those things, we should blend all this together and value it equally. It's not either or. One is not better than the other under any circumstance. But I hear you. Like, I do look at kids and think, when they're like, why do I need this? I'm gonna, you deal with people? You want to deal with people someday?
On the job training.
Read. No, it's not at all.
The best way to learn how to deal with people is to deal with people.
What experience have they had?
What if you understand the
human condition, you know, and you've been able to read and understand it? We know that literature does that.
I get what you're saying.
I'm not saying specifically books do this. All media does this. But
I'm gonna drink some bourbon.
Oh, please do.
I wish you would. This is.
I got to write lesson plans tonight.
You can have a snoot. Woodford apple pie. So this is Woodford Reserve bourbon with a cinnamon stick and vanilla.
All right.
I'm just smelling because it smells so good. What is it?
It burned my eye a little. It got like under my glass.
With your eye.
I'm wearing my glasses. It got under my glasses.
It is really good.
It is good.
Ooh. Got that apple to it.
Shimmer.
All right. So, with kids and with learning and being in that environment,
easily influenced
by social media, all that stuff. And we've talked and you've seen, if you've ever turned on the news or looked at your whatever, Facebook, Twitter, these TikTok trends.
It's so the funniest one that's ever been done to me.
Mm-hmm. I'll just slap your ass.
No. Call your teacher by your first name, by their first name.
I do enjoy watching those videos.
And
because it takes them aback so much. They're like,
doesn't bother me. I'm like, are you talking to me? Because like, there's other Abbeys out there. So I'm like, wait, were you talking to me? So I totally deflate that whole, like,
yeah,
they're trying to get my reaction. So,
but the one going around now, is this Orbeez challenge. Like, I remember the Tide Pods? Like, that was the first viral, like, also pretty fucking rough.
I'm going to go back even further.
Mm-hmm.
Hear me out.
Okay.
And it's not nice. It's not pretty.
Okay.
Okay. It was kind of a viral activity. Think, like, a spinoff of, like, the urban legend bullshit. But, like,
you're going to say Harlem Shake.
No. No, I'm going to go back to, because I remember it, like, when we were in school, like, the hold your breath and choke yourself out stuff.
But that wasn't influenced by media.
It wasn't, but it was like the first, I think not the first, but it was like this viral, like, because now it has gone into media. Like, people do that. I'm like, yeah. Shit, that's not viral. We were doing that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, directly influenced by this. And so what's going on now is, the Orbeez, the little gel-filled, like.
Harlan had some. Oh, for yeah. Instance, loved them. They stink. If you got to wash them after a while. You got to rinse them through some water, mamas.
So what they're doing is putting these in the airsoft guns.
Okay.
Like paintball guns. And shooting each other with them.
I'm going to assume.
And it's fucking them up.
It hurts worse than a paintball?
Oh my, yeah, 100%.
Because it's smaller?
It's not going to break. You think a paintball hits you, like it busts and the paint gets on you.
I felt like an Orbeez would break.
No.
Because they, like, you can smash them.
It's solid. So, it's
that's just stupid.
But the best part is the makers of Orbeez doubled down.
What'd they say?
They're down for it. They're like putting out. They're sharing the videos. So according to NPR, it says on the Orbeez website, the manufacturer's advertising a new playset based around the Orbeez challenge on TikTok. They seem totally unaware of the negative effects of this viral trend is taking.
Oh my gosh.
So
clueless.
Like and so what's happening is my fucker's going to jail for this. Like that's assault.
Okay.
You know.
Cuz I assume there's like a surprise element to this. You're not like people aren't like playing like paintball. You're like you agree like hey, let's go meet. Let's go kill each other with paintball. But the Orbeez, the point of it is to, like, hit somebody and they're not suspecting it? Or are you, like, hitting, like, randos?
Kid gets arrested on basically a drive-by spree, shoots an Amazon driver in the neck.
What a dick.
So, yeah.
Good on him getting arrested.
I mean.
I don't know. I don't know. And you know. They're just dumb. I mean, it's dumb, and you don't think it through, and you're like, I'm going to do this and film it, and I don't know chicken or the egg. Like, is it because they can film it that it exasperates it, or because like
World Star.
Or
they do it? You like know? It, that amplifies things so much when
sure audience an when audience like it.
Yeah, you know, bad look, publicity is still publicity.
Well, look, we're talking about the human condition right here. Just gonna
say that. Didn't need to go to school to learn this. I am kind of pumped about abnormal psychology.
I don't even know what that could be.
I don't either, really.
Did you have human growth and development?
Yeah, that's what I'm in right now.
I had a couple of those. I liked those.
Yeah. Which is mirrors my psychology class. So it's like one feeds off the other. So whichever one I do first the week, yeah. Like, and they almost do the syllabus match up. So
that's
it's
nice.
like whatever one I study first, I usually can.
Connect to.
Yeah.
I always found, like, I love psychology, but I always, like, see so many people that, like, go to that first psychology class and, I'm like, well, the hell, this is really interesting. And it is because we all have brains. We all have, you know, we are all living through some sort of psychology, something, and something reached out to us. Everybody's like, I want to become a therapist or I want to become a counselor. And then you start looking into, like, I want to major in psychology. So you hear that. I want to major in psychology. But the trick to that being is, okay, but what do you, like, you don't do anything with a a psychology major except go back to school.
Yeah.
And do more work, so.
Oh, look.
What?
The education trap. They just try to keep you there for 30 years.
Well, I mean.
Which there are some lifers. There's, what are you doing? I'm on my third master's degree.
Yeah. And you don't have to worry about this. I had to get my master's within a certain time frame. I'm trying to get my rank one.
I'm
going to
get an honorary master's.
I'm failing my rank one completely. Like I.
You want me to start taking your classes?
I'm missing a Zoom right now, so I had no idea. I totally forgot. So, whatever. God, I thought it was Friday.
Well, you would have got on Friday either.
It's fine. It's okay. I'm just going to have to accept. Maybe I drop out. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, no. We're paying for it. Like, there's.
It's okay. It's fine. I'll catch up. I can puke and rally.
Oh, you guys can see Abby. She's.
It's fine. I noticed that Jamie has texted me a couple times, and I took a peek, and I was like, oh, shit. I can't go back now.
I'll be forgetting.
It's all right. It's okay. I made a good trade-off. Can't redo this.
Thank you. Nope.
Old Abby.
We don't have time.
Right? Old Abby.
Which we are doing this earlier.
Would have panicked and cried.
Earlier in the week. Yeah.
I'm proud of me.
Once you got that first B, it was like straight downhill, right?
No.
Mm-mm. You like accepted it.
No, I still constantly seek perfection and people pleasing. So
me too.
Sort of.
I'm all about that.
Like, I want to be good at imperfection too. So that's really fucked up.
Well, we're on both sides of that shit, you know. Listen, stick with me. I'll show you how to be imperfect.
Yeah, I could say so. I am
perfect
things.
At being imperfect.
Like, I'm thinking about my mornings, and I'm just, I don't know. I think about, like, other parents and other moms and what, like, my coworkers are going through. Everybody goes through shit. Like, it's so wild to me that we wake up in the morning and we're all just going through, like, these crazy scenarios. And we come into school and we're like, all right, kids, time to learn. And, like, who knows what kind of, it's so, because you have to just turn on and be on and talk to kids. And
well, I don't, like, understand. And I don't, your walls have been up today, so you're in a safe space. I'm just asking this question.
Sure, okay.
General observation. Abby will get up early. She'll be showered, have her clothes on, and then all of a sudden it's like rush out the door. And I'm like, girl, you was ready to go an hour ago.
No, I mean, I'm not. Like, and I'm not wasting time in all of that. Like, I've got to
pack. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, then all of a sudden it's 7:15. Get your ass in the car. No,
I like to be, I have to have, my biggest problem, I've said this 1,000 times, is right now I have no by myself time before I teach. Like I was getting ready to say, is Thursday morning, one morning you weren't here, or maybe you're getting a shower. I was literally chasing naked ass Harlan through the house because I walk in and I instantly smell shit. And he's just standing at the television, just like holding a turd, like right on his butt cheek. And I was like, fuck. So I'm like, oh, let's go to the potty. Come on. He's like, no potty. But I have to like coax him in there all the while. Just he's taking off running and I'm just praying to God that big poop doesn't like let loose and just flow out of his butt. And then, you know, I'm basically washing my hands, wiping his ass and making lunch, getting out the door. Like, and then, you know, I'm like, hey guys, so let's talk about writing a synthesis paragraph.
Is that when they send you your CPAP, which that's going to come, you'll sleep better and then you'll wake up better. And then because Abby lectured Charlie last night about if you could sleep better, you'll make better decisions eating, you won't be as tired, you won't be as grumpy. And I was like,
Gary called me grumpy today. Really?
I did not.
He called me a grump.
No, you know what makes me grumpy?
What? What grinds my gears?
So I am the provider in this, not so much who's going to be the one that pays the price. Netflix plans to start charging for password sharing, and customers are not happy.
Well, of course they're fucking not happy. But I want to know how they're going to police it.
So by IP, by in your house. So you can have it multiple accounts. You can have all that going in your house, but once it goes off that IP.
Okay, so question. I was at, well, shit, maybe not. Maybe they already had Netflix there. I was on their Netflix. Never mind. Like, don't you go other places and you can sign in? Okay, so what if I'm on, yeah. What if I'm on my Chromie and we go on this trip?
There's no answers. There's no answer to this. The company said in a statement that past it's encouraged account sharing among its 222 million subscribers.
Well, we got a list of people. We're taking our Netflix account back.
Wow. See, this is where we're at as a society right now. We just had this conversation at the office. I've got Netflix. You got Hulu. Swap. Disney Plus.
Okay, Peacock, nobody's sharing shit with us. We're sharing with everybody else.
I'm just saying, like, that's the...
There's other people.
There's a barter community, yeah.
Yeah.
So
they're just trying to make a dime, which Netflix is blocked at school right now, and it wasn't. And I am not the throw on a movie teacher. I never have been. There is like a long-standing joke in one of my classes. Like these kids come in every single day, and they would say, "Hey, we watching a movie today," just to like be funny. And I would say, "Oh yeah. Just get started on this, and we'll put on the movie." Well, one day, the day that I did start the movie, we watched a movie. The ACT happened on a Tuesday. We started watching this movie. We're going to tie it into some lesson on empathy. Matter of fact,
why do you keep saying that? Why do you keep saying that emphatically to me?
I was relating it back to, I said that word earlier. Anyway, school shut down. So Corona hit and school shut down. So that's what we get if I decide to watch a movie for fun. So it's going to happen. School's just going to shut down. But
I'll be trying to.
Oh,
I'll
so
test that hypothesis.
Kind of like an old school, you know, 90s kid moment happens this week in my classroom.
Okay.
So I'm teaching and two of my admins come walking in. They knock on the door and this big ass like flat screen TV on wheels like rolling into my room.
Big smart board, right?
Yeah. Which is like, I know it's a smart board.
Yeah.
The kids are like, we're watching a movie. It was like, we regularly watch little clips mm-hmm. on the already established projector screen that we like. Why in your head did you think I see this?
Now, is there a need for this big thing in your classroom?
A need. It was in our building. Somebody needed to use it.
Oh, you got a hand-me-down.
And it, nobody was. It's brand new. It's not a hand-me-down. It has never been used. So
we have one
like,
of those at our office.
So are you kidding me?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm not kidding. We have a big smart board that has never been used.
That is psychotic to me. So anyway.
I might try to use it tomorrow.
Do it. Somebody was like, well, will you use this? And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's really funny because the kids were talking about, like, what's it do? I'm like, you can write on it. They're like, oh, yeah, cool. I said, you guys. And somebody was like, oh, you just need to go back to chalkboards. I was like, actually, when I started teaching, even it was 2004, I had a chalkboard forever. And I was like, we did not have whiteboards. And he was like, really? I was like, yeah. I was like, in fact, I was one of the first classrooms at McNabb. They're like, we're going to make this a smart room. And like they rolled out they took away my overhead projector that I would stand and write on. And all they did was put in a projector with a screen and the computer hooked up to it. That was the smart classroom.
End of transparencies. What if you're the transparency company?
I don't, like, yeah. Or I still love those little vis-a-vis markers that were just for like
transparency paper.
Transparency paper.
Yeah.
I love those.
Yeah. Kids don't know about that life.
No. I was.
Could you imagine if you had a phone in 93 that could take pictures and like you could.
Do you know how many kids in class, like I've put something on the board, they can't quite see it. They're like, hang on. And they'll take a picture and then they'll set it on their desk, zoom in and copy something down.
Yeah.
So it's become this like very integral part of that classroom. They annoy the hell out of me. Like, don't get me wrong. I hate the phones in the room because they do not know how many times they mindlessly pick it up and then they're gone. They've left me. And so it's, you know, but that's a battle until like as a bigger structure, we can battle that. It's just, I don't know.
I had a conversation in the pickup line to get Harlan and it's a very nice lady in front of me. We're talking about our kids and her kid's got a birthday. So Harlan's getting invited to a birthday party, which we talked about.
I'm so excited about
that. And she says, now, did your wife go to Montgomery County? And I said, oh, no. I said, she teaches there, though. She said, oh, I probably wouldn't have had her. She said, I graduated in 2008. I was like, oh, there's a good chance you had her.
Yeah.
Like, she started at the high school. Yeah, there's a good chance.
Like, one year there, Philip Smith sent a picture. And there in the front row of STLP sits Dan Micah Stokes.
So she was in high school when you were there.
She was in high school. She was a senior. I was student teaching. Granted, I didn't, you know, student teaching you do for a semester. So what could have happened is she could have been in a room that I was subbing in because I subbed the rest of that year.
You were a full-time sub though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I just went. But I didn't sub at the high school as much as I subbed at the middle school.
Oh, I don't miss those days.
So, like, yeah.
I get home from work, phone ring. Hey, it's Camargo. Is Abby there? No, she's already somewhere today.
I never did an elementary school job. I strictly stayed at the high school and middle school. And that's when I fell in love with middle school, just being around them and that.
See, that's the weirdos. I still live in the middle school mind space.
Yeah.
Like, you do. If you were to put a camera on us this weekend, you would think we were all middle school people.
It's true. It's completely true. I think it benefits me as an educator just to kind of know the shenanigans that kids are like. I can predict a lot of things. One time I was standing at the board with my back to the room. I heard a dip can open and I was like, put it up, whoever has it. And I was like, I can hear that sound in my sleep. So not today, Satan.
Yeah. I'm excited though because we get on average, 2 to 3 group excursions a year.
Yeah.
Not counting what we do with our own family and stuff like that, but.
We don't live in the same town as everybody, so.
Right.
You know, there's probably friends.
And nobody really lives in the same town.
Yeah.
Like in our core friend group.
Yeah. So it's
always a fiesta.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So. Now that's not to say throughout the year we don't like see one set or the other, but as a whole, coming in as a whole, like it's just a couple of times a year. Usually.
Right. It, yeah. And I just, you know, having adult time, I'll have to like recalibrate myself a little bit. I kind of, you know, what's that? Is it Tommy Boy where he's like really excited? Chris Farley gets really excited. I feel like sometimes I get really excited and I come out strong. Just to be around other
people. Don't come out strong like you did at the cabin last time.
I'm not. I know to pace myself. And just be social, be chill.
Yeah.
But.
I'm supposed to be hiking on Saturday. And listen, I'm not hiking.
Come on. Not even a little bit?
Not. I'll hike my ass up the stairs to get in this joint.
It's
like
so
that's where I'm at in life.
Pretty.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. And trees are not pretty to me.
You're insane. So I hesitate to tell you this.
Oh.
I have for a while been doing this thing that.
Have you been secretly hiking?
No. Like I know things that like pieces of scenery, like tableaus, I don't know what you want to call them, like, or moments where I'm like, this, remember this, like stop for a second and pay attention. Usually it is really simple as like I walk outside, I'm getting to the car or whatever, and it's like sun is super bright, I do hear birds, I do hear nature, and I have to like just pause and hear it and listen to it, and I capture it like in hopes that like when my memory does fail me completely, or you know, if I die and like this is my real back of everything, that like there will be these moments of just like I can intend, like I'm hoping there's a folder in my head. I think there is, of like intentional, like memories of or moments of me capturing like whatever it is that makes me happy. Like this is a good moment. So today, like one today happened,
mm-hmm.
And
it was you woke up, and you saw me laying in bed.
That was it, babe. There are moments where it is like it's morning, I'm up before everybody, and like just walking.
There's
in.
There's a peace.
And everyone, like people are sleeping, or like you and Harlan cuddling, you know, back when, you know, you and Char used to love each other. but I will try to like just get this moment. It's seconds. It is fleeting. You know, this morning or this afternoon, I go to get Charlie. I jump in the car. I get to roll the window down and it's so bright and it's 5:30, but it's, you know, I was taking her to swim at this time last year and it's dark, it's getting dark, the sun's setting. So it still looks like 3:00 in the afternoon. Tom Petty's playing and I'm just like, oh, this is good. Like I need this moment right here. This is going to be one of my memories, you know, even though I'm getting ready to go like be a mom and then having my little moment, I pull up. Like my phone's practically dead, so I'm not even on it. So I'm just kind of like watching track and kind of laughing and at, you know, just the chaos that is a track practice. Never in my life would I coach that. A woman pulled up beside me with her freaking yip yip dog. And like, okay, that's fine. No big deal. Like I'm still in my moment. My window's down. I'm happy. She rolled her, like she's on the driver's side. Dog's like wallered up in on her. And she rolls down the passenger window. That dog's like coming at me. Like, you ruined my moment, ma'am. Like, don't bring your little yippy-yap dog.
You could have just moved.
Just backed out and been like, but, you know, I don't know who she is. Turns out, like, her kid's in track and they're, you know. So I didn't want to be that, you know, mean bitchy mom.
I'd be that person.
But, yeah, I've got these little moments that I like to. So I'm excited to go hiking because I can get some little moments, some little happy times.
Yeah, you don't want those moments with me, though.
We'll
go walk on a track. We'll go to the park.
I want you to enjoy those moments on your own for me, even though it is the most like unrealistic expectation is that you are like outdoors and you're like, yeah, this is good.
This is it. This is the spot.
I don't get it with you because you grew up in such a rural place where outdoors was just everything. And like, I grew up in town and played in creeks and got in the woods and just, I love that space, but you just don't. Like, have you always been like that, or just did you get older and be like, screw that, we have a AC?
Yeah, basically.
And
you like, hold on to those comforts. Like, I ain't going back. I ain't working manual labor. I ain't going to be without air conditioner.
What if you just gave it a try and you're like, oh, shit, I like this?
Oh, listen, there's so many things that I would try before that to see if I liked it.
But you're saying there's a chance.
I'm not ruling it out. Maybe when I'm old and have Alzheimer's or something, you just walk me. You make me like it.
I'll pretend.
Imprint on me that you love this one.
Maybe this is your favorite thing right here. Let's go. Get you out in a lake. It'd be great.
I don't know. Doesn't sound like me. Doesn't sound like me.
God. The contrary old version of you is just, I'm already.
I mean, you've met my papaw. That's me. That's going to be me.
I love him. I love
him. He gives zero fucks.
Oh. So I am somehow on TikTok with like old mammals and people recording their old mammals. And I've got one and she's mean as hell. And her husband just yells really inappropriate things. Like she received a package and the granddaughter's filming, you know, and she's like, what do you think it is? She's like, I don't know. And then from the other room, you're like, hear the old man like, I hope it's a hooker. She's like, well, shit, we can't have fucking nothing because of you. And I was like, oh, it's us.
No hooker coming in the mail. I'd say Ukrainian mail order brides are.
What is wrong with you? Saying, why would you say like that?
I mean, you gotta laugh at
that. That's not, no. Zero laughter on that.
Fine. Fine. I'll just laugh inside my head.
What is wrong? See, that's, you get that crap when you work with them. Just, oh,
we,
why
we
guys.
Talked of, no, we talk about, this yesterday. Like you get desensitized to everything and the humor, like normal humor doesn't work anymore, you know?
I hear that. I think that's that's something you could explore. Like, I don't know if that's a true claim. I think it's possible.
Like if you talk to a normal person, you tell them, like if you were to really open up about all the stuff you've seen or heard or been involved in, and be like, oh, how are you not fucked up? Well, I am fucked up.
Right.
Like I am. So
I think that is the man, that's
like
the
I can
thing.
I can point to that in my life as like the dark humor, I'm not gonna say pessimist, but like the realest part, like seeing.
That's your career, right? Like that happened with your
career. That, like my innocence was gone. Yeah. What little I had, but I wasn't like this when I was 18 years old.
Right. There was a time that you were very like open minded.
Yeah. Are you saying I'm not open minded now? What?
Hell no.
Very open minded
ish. You know, a more liberal. I think a more liberal mindset.
I think when you're young, you have to be liberal. Yeah. You have to challenge. And then as you're older, you're like, no, this is the way I like it.
Maybe.
This is my way. I don't listen to that new music. What are you talking about? These kids.
Yeah, I don't
listen
know.
To some Tupac and enjoy it.
I think that's the hardest thing to explain, like even to Charlie, is like, I know you feel like you got your shit. Everybody's got their shit.
Everybody's got it.
And I want, like, my kids understand that. Like, I try to, like, normalize that a little bit. Like, we are all so messed up. Because they'll say something. I'm like, oh, yeah, same. Yeah, anxiety. I hear you. Yeah. You know, just in hopes that, I don't know, kids are way more open with that shit than we ever were. Like, I didn't.
You wouldn't
even
know what it was to say. They were anxious, you know, in Moorhead, Kentucky back in 98.
And you know, that's sad, but that's the truth. Of it.
You found out people had depression when they were slitting their wrists. You're like, oh shit, that's just the truth. No, it wasn't like
when they were acting on it.
Yeah, when they had to cry for help.
Yeah. So, but I mean, that's a positive, I think, of the world is that we get those more open conversations about it. It's just now it's so overwhelming that there's not enough support for it in certain areas. Like our kids need that. So I'm gonna go observe a school that focuses on social emotional learning. So I'm kind of excited about that. That's my jam. That's where I live.
Well, hopefully this has been the open conversation that you needed this week.
Me?
No, the people listening.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
We're still available on all the same podcasts. Like, they downloaded our whole library in like 3 minutes. I was like, whoa. Like, how'd you do that?
Do they own us?
No, that's the one thing. They don't own anything.
What's that thing? I'm not even going to ask it. That's a whole other episode.
What?
What's those things that people are buying that are like...
NFT?
Yeah, what is that?
That is for a whole other episode.
It's not a thing. I am convinced we're getting punked. 100%
convinced. I got people like Gary V big into it. Then I'm reading stuff that's a scam. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like Bitcoin. No, but it's real.
A kid asked me this week. He was like, you got a side hustle? And I was like, yeah, raising my kids. Oh. And he was like, no, like... And they're like, I bet she does crypto. I was like, don't even get me started. We're going to move on. I don't even want to talk about it because I think it's all crap. I don't understand it. It makes me mad. So we're not an NFT?
Not yet.
Okay.
We'll try it. But if you made it this far, know that we appreciate you.
Absolutely.
And we'd appreciate it if you give us a share, a like. But you don't need to hear that from me. You're going to hear that from our nice... intro people here, because they're going to talk about the outro and tell you everything to do.
And you have to say that anymore.
I don't have to say it. I'm still going to tell people I love them.
Yeah.
I'm still going to tell you that I love you.
I love you. Look, just do, you don't have to, you just do whatever you can do this week. Just, it's close enough. That's good.
Just remember.
It's enough.
All this is just advice.
No, you can't be stealing other people's stuff.
I know, but like, they don't.
Like, I.
Fine.
I think I have like, I twitch when I hear that stuff. The Hodge twins yell at you. Gary and his yelling people.
We will never
yell at you.
Unless you ask us to. We're going to go party this weekend. We hope you have a great weekend, wherever you may fall in to listen to this.
Yeah.
Until next time.
Bye.
Au revoir.
Thanks for listening to Close Enough.
Leave us a like on our Facebook page and follow us on Instagram at Close Enough Pod.
Consider giving us a share and review on whatever platform you found us on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.